And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, you can always connect with us through social media, Instagram and Twitter. Follow us at Rodney Lear on Air. Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like, follow, and share there. My next guest joins us over the phone to talk about her adorable new children's picture book. It is her debut project. The title of the book is My Block Looks Like. It's our pleasure to welcome Janelle Harper to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Janelle. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It is such a pleasure to talk to you. Now, I understand that you are a teacher. Is that right?
Yes. So I was a teacher for 17 years. I recently resigned this school year just because of the busyness with the book. But yeah, for 17 years, I was a school teacher.
Now, I understand that you also come from a long line of teachers. It's in your blood, basically.
Yes. So majority of the women in my family are in education somehow. So my mom retired as a principal. My aunts have a couple of aunts that are principals, cousins who are teachers and coaches. So, yeah, that's kind of our legacy is education.
All right. So how did your role as a teacher, how did that prepare you for this new career as an author?
Wow. I think it was kind of a natural progression. If you're writing for kids, you really have to understand them and kind of how their minds work. And so I feel like I had a lot of in-field training as a teacher and just getting to know them as individuals and human beings that have their own thoughts and opinions. And so that helps me with my writing.
Now, I understand that when you're not writing, you're dancing. Tell us about your dancing experience.
Oh, goodness. So I've been dancing since I was 4 years old. So that's 35 years of dancing. And so dancing and performing, I went to college and majored in it. I've studied abroad in Uganda and London. And so I always say that's like my first love of storytelling, because dance is really storytelling, using movement and the body. And so I've done that for 35 years and I love it. That's what I was actually teaching. I was the dance teacher. The kids would take dance classes with me. I would take them to Broadway shows like Lion King and Aladdin, and we would do big, school production. So yeah.
You are the fun teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what was it like teaching those young people? And we talk about arts and education. Why is that so important to incorporate arts in the educational process for young people?
For so many reasons. One, it helps young people find their voice, allows them to express themselves. Sometimes they don't feel heard or seen in the classroom or even at home. And so now they're able to express themselves, whether it's through music, art, poetry, whichever art form. It also gives them an outlet, right? Even at a young age, sometimes the kids are going through a lot. A lot is happening in the world. And so the arts gives them a safe space to analyze and deal with those, emotions and those feelings. It also gives them a great way and opportunity to explore cultures and people who may be different from them as well. Because when I used to teach dance, I would, teach them not just movement, but also the history and context about the dances we were learning. So it just expanded their world.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. This morning, we're speaking to Janelle Harper. She is the author of the book, My Block Looks Like. Now, tell us about this new book, My Block Looks Like. Tell us about this book.
Yes. So My Block Looks Like is a picture book. It was my love letter to my hometown, the Boogie Down Bronx in New York City. And it is just highlighting all the amazing things that make this borough special. So you're going to see bodegas, you're going to see the playground, the basketball court, and of course, paying homage to hip hop because the Bronx is the birthplace of hip hop.
Okay, now the book is written in verse. Why did you choose that style to tell this story?
So writing it in verse, and I really struggled with this because at first I did try to write it in traditional prose, but it wasn't until I changed it to verse where it just felt authentic and it just flowed naturally. And I think growing up in the Bronx and growing up as a kid of hip hop in that poetic language, that's what felt authentic to the Bronx, and that's what felt authentic to me. And so I wrote it in verse.
Now, the title of the book is My Block Looks Like. What was it like growing up in your block, and what do you love most about your block?
Wow, my block was a busy block. And so we had this huge basketball court that was across the street. And I just remember, like, summer times were so busy with kids running up and down the block, playing, you know, double dutch, riding our bike, playing tag. And then you had pickup games in the summer. And so for me as a child, it was just like a world of adventure outside. So much to do and such a strong sense of community.
So what was it like writing this book? And then I'm assuming you had to shop it around to get it published. What was that whole experience like to actually get this book from, you know, your mind, your heart onto a book and to be actually picked up by a publishing company?
So for those who don't know, there's, you know, two routes for publishing. You can go self-publish and do all the hard work yourself. And then it's traditional publishing, which is hard work in another sense, but you at least have a team of support. And so that's the route I went. I actually participated in a writing contest. And in that writing contest, you submit the first 70 words of your manuscript. So I submitted the first 70 words of My Block Looks Like. And then there's like editors and agents that read it. And then if they're interested, you know, they request to see the whole thing. And so my entry had the most interest. There were a lot of editors and agents that were interested. And that's how I found and ended up signing with my current agent, who's Lindsay All. And from there, she was like, we're ready to go on submission with this book. And so when you go on submission as a writer, your agent sends it out to different publishing houses, to different editors that they think would be a good fit for it. And so we did that, and the book actually went to auction. So it just means like there was a lot of interest and different houses competing against each other for the book. And we ended up going with Viking Imprint, which is a part of Penguin Random House. And so it was, for me, my experience probably was different than a lot of other authors, but it was a whirlwind. But you're always still nervous about it, especially when you create art and something that's so personal. You know, you want it to be accepted. You want it to be like.
Okay, so long story short, everybody was fighting to get your book. All the publishers were fighting to get this book, right? Well, that's good for you. Congratulations on that. So the illustrations in the book, they're incredible. The renowned illustrator, Frank Morrison, did the artwork, mm-hmm. and I've had him and his wife, Connie, on the show multiple times. At what point in putting the book together did you know that the Frank Morrison was going to illustrate your book?
So everyone's like, how'd you get him on board? So Frank and I, in the beginning of the process, we never had a conversation. And so with the publishing houses, like, one thing I did was talk about like the vision of the book and who we thought would be the best person to bring the words to life. And Frank's name was at the top of the list. I considered it a long shot because anyone who is familiar with Frank's work just knows he's amazing. He has over 50 picture books. He is booked and busy. But I was just like, you know what? I believe, you know, this book deserves the best. He's the best. Let's just shoot our shot. The worst he could say is no. And the best that can happen is he says yes. And so, you know, they presented the story to him. When he read the story, he said he loved it. And he never illustrated a book about specifically the Bronx. And so, you know, him being a hip hop head and being a graffiti artist himself, he wanted, you know, to pay homage to hip hop and break dancers and graffiti artists. And that was his way to do it. And so he took the story and just added some amazing, beautiful layers to it, as only he can do.
As a parent reads this book to their children, what do you want young readers to take away from this picture book?
Two things. So one is just that there's something special about everyone's community, no matter where you grow up, whether it's in a city or a rural area, even if it's a farm, it's something unique and special about your community. And I just want readers to really spend time reflecting on what makes their neighborhood, their block special, and just uplifting that. And then another thing is reclaiming our narrative. So often I hear people who've never even visited the Bronx and, you know, they have some strong opinions about the Bronx based on misconceptions of what they've heard or seen on TV. And so for me, this was just reclaiming our own narrative and saying, this is who we are, and we're special, and here we are, see us, value us.
So let's talk very briefly about representation and diversity in children's books. Why is that so important to you?
It's important for children to feel seen and heard and valued. When you don't see yourself, you start to question, why am I here? Do I matter? And so once children start to see their self, they also become more invested in possibilities for themselves. And so one of the great things about this experience for me doing author visits and doing school visits is when I have children or parents saying, oh, that looks like me on the cover, or is that girl you? Because she looks like you. And so you just see their face light up and you just see them have so much joy with seeing their self represented in the story.
Now, again, this is your debut book, but what's next for you? You talked earlier about how, you know, you retired from teaching to pursue a career in writing. What's next for you and what can we expect from you?
You know, with publishing, everything is hush hush. So there's things I can't announce, but there will definitely be more picture books in my future. I am hoping to also go into some other genres like middle grade. And just locally, I'm just partnering with a lot of different non-for-profit and education organizations and organizations that focus on literacy so that we can get author visits and books to schools and students and populations that need it in the Bronx.
All right, there you go. And while we're on the air, I do want to thank you. I want to publicly thank you. You help support our Adopt a Class program here at Hubbard Radio. We mentor a group of children at John P. Parker Elementary School locally here. And we did a project where each one of the groups were responsible for putting together a podcast, and you allowed our group to interview you, and it was such an honor for them. They were so excited. So I just want to thank you for giving back to locally to our kids here in this community through our Adopt a Class program. So I just want to say thank you, Janelle.
Oh, thank you. It was a great experience. They were so well prepared.
Yes, they were. Well, thank you so much. And if our listeners would like to find out more about you, Janelle Harper, they would like to find out more about the book, how can they find out more?
Yeah, sure. So they can follow me on Instagram or on Twitter X at BX Storyteller, or my author website is JanelleHarperAuthor.com.
If you missed any of that, we'll have it on all of our social media pages as well. Thank you so much, Janelle, for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it and look forward to hearing more from you in the future and talking to you again in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Have yourself a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. We've been speaking to debut author Janelle Harper. Again, the title of the book is My Block Looks Like. For more information on Janelle, more information on any of our guests this morning, or any of our guests from past shows, all you have to do is reach out to us on social media. Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Like, follow, and share there. Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.